On the streets of Turin, there is a lot of noise and a lot of excitement, but some Olympic athletes are disappointed at the relative quiet in the arenas and at the mountain venues. They're competing in front of many empty seats. And Pier Silvio Poggioli went to find out why.
Every night at 8 p.m., thousands of people, mostly under 30s, line up before banks of metal detectors to get into the central Piazza Castello. For the duration of the games, it's been renamed Medals Plaza. It's here that donut-shaped gold, silver, and bronze medals are awarded to the day's Olympic winners. Tickets are free, but limited in number. And most locals say they're not here for the award ceremony, but for the free pop concerts that follow. The next morning, in the even larger traffic-free Piazza San Carlo, a small crowd has stopped to follow the women's curling competition on a large screen. A young man quips that the sport is not much more than the traditional Italian game of bocce, but on ice. Nearby, Rodolfo Angeletti, a middle-aged man, is closely following the match. He says, my big passion is cross-country skiing, but I work all day and don't have time to go to any of the competition venues. So when I have a few minutes free, I come here and watch what I can on TV. Another local who's watching the big screen in the square is a young woman named Marisa Bocca. She says, I'm thrilled about the Olympics. So many tourists, so many foreigners have come here. This is a great opportunity for us. The city has been so restored and renewed that we, the people of Turin, are rediscovering our city for the first time. But Marisa admits she hasn't gone to any of the sporting events. She says she's heard that tickets are too expensive. There's a long line of people in the ticket shop on Via Garibaldi. Most of them are foreigners. Maurice O'Connor has come from Canada to see speed skating and figure skating.
There's a lot of different empty seats. I don't think the spirit here is the Italians don't really come out to most of the events.
Behind Morris, Antonella Fabris, an Italian woman, is in a heated discussion with her two daughters.
I'm trying to buy tickets, but the cheapest ticket for figure skating is 190 euros, $225. For a family of four, that would eat up half of our monthly income.
The organizing committee of the Turin Olympics has announced that 830,000 tickets out of a total 1 million have been sold, but many wonder where they've gone. In Italy, selling tickets at inflated prices is illegal. Today's newspapers reported that Turin police have arrested one Italian scalper and detained another 11, all foreigners, who've been given 5 days to leave the country. But along with high ticket prices and work schedules, there might be another reason for low attendance. Angelo Pizzana, owner of Turin's oldest bookshop, the Luxembourg, says this is a provincial town where people are unaccustomed to participating in big public events.
We are used to keep quiet, to be separated from the events. We were not so interested in what happening and organizing public. We prefer to work in offices, to meet in private homes.
But Pizzana is delighted the Olympics have come to Turin. He says they give the city an opportunity to open up and welcome in the outside world.
We have all to fight against our tradition, which is a tradition of quietness, to have a low profile. It's a strong tradition, and the result shown us that it's not a good tradition, because the result was to have a declining town. Now the Olympic Games have shown us that it's possible to fight against this decline.
Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Turin.
And you can read the latest Olympic results, see photos, and keep up with the medal standings at our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.